of these things take place. We begin to see all these things begin to happen. He said, then look up. Look up. Psalm says, look into the hills which cometh your strength. Look at the hills of Zion. Ooh, glory. I'm not talking about natural hills. I'm talking about spiritual hills. He said, when you begin to see all these calamities, when you begin to see all these famines and pestilence and earthquakes and nation and countries and people turning one against the other, families turning one against the other, he said, look up, because your redemption draweth nigh. Woo! Glory be to Jesus. Man, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Only through the blood of Christ, only through his precious blood. You preach a bloody thing, you're right. If that wasn't for the blood of Jesus Christ, would nobody be saved? Nobody. People have tried it with their works. People have tried it by finances, by doing this, and by their, I mean, just everything they can think of, but none of it really works. The only thing that really works is what God does. And it's through his blood. Glory be to Jesus. Go back to Joshua. We're going to go back there. I told you we go. I'm sorry. See the purple thing? Just open it up to that purple flag and you'll find it. Glory be to Jesus. Without Jesus and planning him or putting him first in our lives, you're basically doing what Joshua did when he didn't consult the Lord. He was planning to fail. He's planning to fail. You know, there's a lot of Christians who are planning to fail. Because when you begin to talk and they begin to talk about something, they say, well, if it doesn't happen, it's probably thus and so. So they're already planning to fail. They're already speaking worded out on what they said. Yeah, I believe, but. I had a preacher, a real close friend of mine, Brother Harry Yates out of Nashville, Tennessee. He said when the people say something and they get there and they say but, said that means what they said before they really don't believe. You think about it. I believe he can heal, but. There's no buts about it. There's no buts about what God can do. God can do all things to those that believe. What was it we read you this morning? He said, yet all these things we have more than conquerors, that we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. God does not want us or you to be a failure in this life. He wants you to be successful. He said, above all things, brother, I wish you'd be prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. The only way your soul can prosper is by getting and drawing from the bank of heaven. And how do we do that? Well, we write a check in faith, and we sign it there, and then give it the check, and then he goes along the bottom and signs it, and guess what? We continue to believe, then, honey, it's going to take place. It's going to happen. I don't care what people say and put all the buts they want onto it, but if you'll stand firm in the faith and the trust and the knowledge of God, God will bring it to pass. He told us in Psalms, he said, I'll grant unto you the very desires of your heart. You get in there and read the verse before that. But what you have to do to receive that, you have to walk rightly in the statutes and the plan and the plans of God. You can have no other gods before you. Only him is the one you can have. And then God will grant unto you the very desires of your heart. I've heard preachers said, well, it means desires is when we get to heaven, then we're going to have the desires up there. Honey, I don't need no desire. I don't desire nothing up there when I get there. Just to be there is going to be the most important thing. I desire to have things down here. Oh, I hear a lot of people call individuals to name it and claim it. Name it and claim it. Well, according to the Word of God, that's what we can do. Ask. 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 The reason I believe, the reason a lot of them don't believe is because they haven't asked. Glory be to Jesus. That's where we were at. Also, you wrote these down this morning. 1 Corinthians 15 and 57 said, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. It's only through Him do we have victory. Only through Him. Only in Him is victory. And 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 14 says, now thanks be to God, listen to this, who always, listen to that, say that word with me, who always leads us in triumph in Christ. Part-time, every once in a while, just when the moon and the stars are in the right equinox? No. What did it say? It says here, now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. We're always victorious in the Lord if we'll continue to keep our focus upon God. Amen. God knows every hindrance that is in our way. I got my other Bible. I got a Bible, and Sherry just kind of confiscated it, and I said, well, you go ahead. She wanted one of those big giant print things, and you pretty near have to get a forklift to pick it up and carry it anywhere. About one of them electric ones, and then they probably go, it's a big and so thick and so heavy. So I allow her to use this. But God knows every hindrance that's in your way and in our way. Listen, starting at verse number 5 in chapter 7, and the men of Ai smote of them about 30 and 6 men, for they chased them from before the gate even unto the Shebrim, and smote them in the going down. Wherefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water. Now remember, we talked to you about that this morning? That was what was happening to Joshua and the men that he sent up there to do the work. And the thing of it is, he didn't do what he was supposed to be. Now, here's a commentary that I was reading it a while ago, and I liked it, so I'm going to read it to you. It says, hidden sin was the cause of this failure. Hidden sin was the cause of this failure. You can't hide. You can't do what the world is doing and expect God to bless you. God cannot bless sin. He don't like it. Even to the point he said, no sin's going to make it into heaven. He said, not even one of those that would make a lie, let alone lie. Listen, in the life of victory, God is the one and only strength of a believer. He has no other strength, which is true. But God cannot give that strength if sin be indulged. If he did, he would deny his own nature, which is holiness. When he acts in power in the midst of his people, he must act in harmony or relationship with his own nature. And thus, he must judge sin in the camp of Israel with the same fierce anger with which he judged it in the city of Jericho when he destroyed all of it. That judgment in both cases was death. Sin will bring death, what the word says. Sin can be overcome in the life of the believer only by the believer looking exclusively to Jesus and the cross. It is at the cross where sins was addressed. And only at the cross. When the believer places his faith exclusively in Christ and the cross, and it must be both, the Holy Spirit will then work mightily in the heart and life of such a believer, giving total and complete victory. giving total and complete victory. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Let's read verse number 6. And Joshua rent his clothes and fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord until the evening tide. He and the elders of Israel and put dust upon their heads. Here's the commentary. They knew something was wrong, bad wrong, but they didn't know what it was. As stated, they evidently, this is this, as we said earlier, they evidently had not prayed about the situation at Ai before now. Had they done so, the lives of 36 men would have been spared. Go to verse number 11. Therefore, the children of Israel, Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. For they have even taken of the accursed thing, and have stolen, and have also stolen, and disassembled also. And they have put it even among their own stuff. Listen to this. However, the Lord did not tell Joshua who it was. Joshua began to call upon the name of the Lord. He told him that there was sin in the camp. He told him that there was something amiss inside that. But he didn't tell him that because he wanted Joshua to get back to the place that he needed to be with him and begin to pray and seek the Lord that God could share with him and tell him what exactly he needed to do. Achan had disobeyed the instructions of God in keeping something that was supposed to have been given to the Lord from the battle. Although Joshua and the rest of the people didn't know anything about it, God knew and would have formed Joshua if he had only asked for direction. Sometimes when we face things and sometimes when calamity comes our way, it's simply that they could have been averted, like we said this morning, if we'd only got a hold of God. If we'd only listened to that Holy Spirit that God places in us when we get born again and we're covered by the precious blood, we begin to have a relationship with Him. And He'll speak to us. He'll speak to us. I heard a thing on the radio or on TV the other day. Said, well, does God speak to people audibly? God can speak to anybody He wants to. He made a donkey speak one time. But does God still do that today? He hasn't me, but I'm not going to try to limit Him. But sometimes, if you'll listen, sometimes He'll speak to you so explicitly and so clearly that you'll almost, and I hate to use this word, you'd almost swear that it was an audible voice because it was so strong. And that can only come to pass because of the relationship that we and you will have with God. God knew what had happened. God knew what had taken place. But He didn't inform Joshua simply because Joshua didn't follow the plan or how God had told him and taught him. All he had to do was look at Moses' life. When every time Moses had something that was bothering him, he always went, took Joshua with him, and they went out someplace and prayed. Jesus is the same example. When He's facing trials, when He's facing things, if you ever read in the four Gospels, it said that He would separate Himself and He would go out and pray. One time He said He sent the guys away so that He could pray. It's important that we pray and have a communication with our Heavenly Father so that we can get direction. Amen. In failing to ask, Joshua did not wait for God's direction, and instead of victory, there was defeat. If you look in Joshua chapter 1, verse 1, Joshua chapter 3, verse 7, Joshua chapter 4, verse 1, chapter 5, verse 2, chapter 6, and verse 2, you'll find in there that said that the Lord spoke. The Lord spoke in every one of these instances. And if you want to know what the rest of it is, read it. You'll get a good education. You'll learn something. Said the Lord spoke. Having failed, They returned to God. They returned to God's dependence. Chapter 7, verse number 10. And the Lord said unto Joshua, get thee up, wherefore liest thou thus upon your face? He was calling upon God. He knew that there was the only place that he could go to find out what the problem was. He knew that he was the only one that he could call upon that would give him the direction for his life, the direction that he needed. And it's the direction that you and I need to get through this life. Everyone. Sometimes we think that just because we mess up and make a mistake, that's all there is to it. I mean, it's just us. This proves here in this passage of Scripture, it not only affected the guy that done it, but it affected the whole tribe. It affected all the people and got 36 people killed. Well, surely God won't do that. He did there. But this is different. Same God. Same God. But he's a loving God. He was a loving God back there too. As long as they were obedient, walked with him, he loved them. He still loved them when they walked away. That's when he kept begging and pleading for them to come back. But everyone, you know what? Even in your family, if you allow the enemy to take control and charge in your life, it not only affects you, but it'll affect the whole bunch. Amen. It's important. It's important that we seek the wisdom and knowledge of God. It's important that we speak to him and learn to hear his voice, that we can be guided and directed in the paths and the things that we need to do and what we should be and how we should be going. Joshua didn't know Achan's sin. He didn't know what was going on. But he knew that Israel fell to defeat. Like I said, you can't have any triumph when we fail to seek God's direction. If we don't seek God's direction, we can't expect triumph. It's got to be a communication with him. People said, man, that's so hard. You're saying something that's hard. Oh, it's not really hard. It is that we haven't trained ourselves. We haven't trained ourselves. When you first started on your job, it was hard, wasn't it? Boy, you probably thought a time or two, I don't know if I can accomplish this or not, right? But you continue to do it, and what happens? Like what you do. Like I said, I got a pain back here. When you start going to school, I imagine it, when you got into them books about that thick, it overwhelmed you. You didn't know whether you could pursue this or go on. And then after you got through it, and when it come time for the state test, you looked at that and brought them questions out, and your mind probably said, I don't know about this. But because you've studied, because you applied yourself to accomplish that, you were able to get what you wanted. You were able to do what you do. Glory be. And it's the same way with the things of God. We have to study his word as you studied your books. We had to listen to the voice of the Lord. And that voice could be coming from somebody like me or a Sunday school teacher. Listen to the voice of God. And when you pray and seek the Lord, then he'll give you guidance and direction. And then when he gives you that direction, you can rub them people's backwards, boy, just have all, and they're just sitting there going, ooh, ah, ooh, ooh, ah, you know. They probably do, some of them, don't they? Maybe every once in a while they go, ow, got to hit a sore spot. Anyway, there can be no triumph when we fail to seek God's direction. In desperation, this is the way we do it sometimes. In desperation, Joshua called upon God. In desperation, yeah. After he got himself whooped, got 36 people killed. When they should have whooped them dudes in a heartbeat because God hadn't sent them. But when God spoke to them and told them what to do, they was always victorious. Hear what I'm saying? Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. In desperation. Well, what I'm facing, I said this morning, what I'm facing is not all that great. But then we fail to pray, or we fail to keep that communications up with God. And then all of a sudden something big happened, and the next thing you know, we're saying, God, please. It's like our kid, come with me. They're just in desperation. They're crying out. They don't want you to apply the however you discipline them. Then they cry in desperation. Joshua began to cry out because he had lost his self-confidence and self-assurance. But by seeking God, he thought he would gain that, get back. Josh retreated from his self-confidence and self-assurance by seeking God. That's when we'll be able to know. We'll have confidence. We'll be assured when we seek God that God has the answer and will give us the directions of what to do. I ain't going to make it, Sister Annie. God informed Joshua of Achan's sin and provided Joshua with his directions for what to do. Look at 8, chapter 8. We must seek God's direction. He can bring victory from defeat. Chapter 8, verse number 1. Let's see if I can find it. And the Lord said unto Joshua, fear not, neither be thou dismayed. Take all the people of war with you and arise. Go up to Ai. See, I have given unto you into your hand the king of Ai and his people and his city and his land. When we talk to God, when we begin to listen to the voice of the Lord, when we take instructions from him, then he sends us. We must seek God's direction if we want victory. We have to have his directions if we want to attain victory. So now, Joshua is armed, so to speak, with the directions that God had given him. I don't know if I want to read this or not. Nah, I ain't going to read that. Armed with God's directions, Joshua knew God's plans, as it said in verse number 1. See, I have given into your hand the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land. Here again, remember what we said a while ago? He said, who always leads us? Who always leads us? Listen, it says here. And he said, see, I have given into your hands, given to us the victory, the king, the people, everything that was there, all the spoils that was in that land or is in that kingdom. See, with God's plan, Joshua knew how to proceed, because he begins to tell him at verse number 2, look at number 2. It said, and you shall do to Ai and her kings as you did unto Jericho and her king. Only the spoil thereof and the cattle thereof shall you take for a prey unto yourselves. You must lay an ambush for the city behind it. What's he going to do? He's going to attack the front, send people around the back. Attack the front, guys going to run out the back. Bam-o. You got him. And if he hadn't had directions from God and he'd have done that, they'd run out the back door, then they might have turned around and went around and come on their flank and got in behind them. And then they'd have the enemy in front and the enemy behind. But through the directions of God, whoo-wee, hallelujah, hallelujah. Number 2, and said, you shall do to Ai and its kings as you did to Jericho and its king. When we follow God's plan and seek his directions, God can restore our victories. He can restore our victories. When Israel learned this, they defeated Ai. When we learn this, we'll be able to defeat those things that we come in contact with, because we'll have the leadership and guidance of the Lord. Amen. God wants us to triumph. He wants us to overcome, triumph in every obstacle that comes our way. Every obstacle. As I said earlier, he said, above all things, I wish that you would prosper, be in health as your soul prospers. The only way that we could, the only way that can happen is that we're yielded to him. That we allow him to lead, guide, and direct us. Sometimes you have to follow. We have to follow his plans and his directions. Although it may run against your own human mind or logic. God may tell you something, you say, dude, this you're out of your tree. You're tripping. Well, I'll tell you something. I didn't think to look them up. In fact, I really didn't think too much about it until now. Didn't think about it earlier. But if you get in here, you'll begin to find a lot of things in here that God, that people thought was foolish and silly, that God did to bring victory. How could an army march around a walled city, Jericho? You could race three chariots side by side around the on the top of the wall. How could an army marching one time a day for 7 days, and on the seventh day they go around seven times and then shout and blow a horn, and the walls, according to the word of God, fell down flat. And the Bible says they went straight over. That's hard to visualize, isn't it, Scotty? That's kind of hard to visualize. One thing about it, that God, what God told him to do and what Joshua told him to do when they marched, said, keep your mouth shut. Keep your mouth shut. Don't you speak, don't you say a word. Why? Because if they begin to speak, you know what's going to come out of their mouth. I don't think Joshua knows what the world he's talking about. I think he's missing a screw. And next thing you know, that begins, that kind of doubt will begin to infect or impact the whole army. I mean, it's just like, you know, people got the flu and it's real bad. As long as you stay away from it, it won't affect you. Maybe you might catch it later on, but let me do this. But you don't go to that place where it's really, really an epidemic portion, do you? No, you try to stay away from that. And that's what we need. We stay away from negative. We stay away from doubt. Don't surround yourself as Christians. Don't get around people that talk negative. Get around people that talk positive, that talks good. Because you stay around people that talk that you can't, then you're going to be in that situation. That's the reason there's a lot of people that's gotten saved, but then all of a sudden they believed and they trusted in God, and then they begin to get around a lot of people that are in the church, and all they can talk about is doubt, 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 doubt. And that encroaches on you, and all of a sudden you'll begin to pray and seek the Lord about something, and all this stuff will come in here. Well, this so-and-so said, and they've been in this a lot longer than I have, said, it won't happen, so I guess it won't. See, that's the reason that a lot of younger Christians are coming on the scenes. They're receiving and accepting the Word of God with its truth and believing the Word of God, and they're operating in it, and people are being blessed and they're being blessed. Hallelujah. Glory. One time he told one old guy, he said, get you some pitchers and lamps. Pitchers and lamps, you know, pitchers. And lamps, yeah. He said, to put the lamps inside. Well, that's stupid. Well, they did. And then they surrounded the enemy. And when they broke, I mean, there was only 300 of them. The whole great big army down there. And when they heard the trumpet, I think when they heard the trumpet, they struck, they took something and broke the pitcher, and the light just started shining out, and all of a sudden scared those people totally and completely to death, even to the point they killed one of them. Look at the two lepers that was laying outside the city. They laying outside the city because they didn't let want them into the city because of leprosy. They couldn't have no part with anybody else. So they laying outside the wall. People inside was starving to death. They knew that they were going to stay out there and starve to death, so they made up their mind and said, well, it doesn't make any difference what we do. If we stay here, we're going to die. But if we go down there to the enemy's camp, we might die there also. But in the process of them shuffling along in the rock and the sands and kicking up a little bit of dust, the army seen that dust, the army heard that shuffling, and it sounded to them like a mighty army. And they killed one another, and there wasn't one left. I can just imagine the last two guys get there and go, you know, like that. That's what the word says. The lepers come in there. The lepers come in there and look around. Man, they had eaten, ate, and all kinds of stuff. The Bible even says that it took them 3 days. 3 days to carry in the spoil or the victory or the riches. Look at there. What a promise to the children of God if we'll just trust the Lord and follow in His. And if He tells us something that sounds like it's crazy or ignorant, if it's God, do it. Even though it does sound stupid. Because you may get a victory and it'll take you 3 days cashing all the checks when they start coming in or whatever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's what the word says. The reapers will overtake the sowers. I mean, can you imagine that? The reapers catching up, the people that's sowing it? Yeah, man, just popping up. They're coming along like that. They're out here doing this way, and they don't walk very far, and all of a sudden, bloop, bloop, bloop. Oh, that's stupid, okay? Jesus took a little boy's sack lunch. He just had a little bit of bread and had a few fishes. He looked at John, told Peter and him, he said, you take them out and divide them up in 50s, groups of 50s. Then he broke the bread. Then he gave to John and all the rest of them. And then they went out and he said, now go feed the people. And they said, Lord, how can we feed so mighty or big a group with so little? Jesus told them to go. He blessed it. They went out. They broke bread, gave fish. Bible says that they gathered the remnant 7 baskets full. 7 baskets full out of one boy's sack lunch. Man, if that would have been natural, the boy's sack lunch would have had to been the size of 2 18-wheeler trailers. But God blessed it. And God will bless you if you follow the Lord. We must be careful not to lapse or get into that place of self-confidence and self-assurance. We always need to have that inside of us that we need to depend upon God. America, I think America's freedom is one of the greatest downfalls for Christians. Because we've got Christians, our people in America got to that point, if I want anything, I've got to do it myself. I've got to do it myself. I want to accomplish anything. I have to do it by myself. But God says, you trust me and you follow after me. He said, I'll bless you. You read Deuteronomy, didn't you? Deuteronomy 28, and down towards the before you got to the end. He said, I'll bless you wherever you go. I'll bless you in town. I'll bless you in the country. I'll bless your cattle. He said, I'll bless whatever. What? He said, I'll bless you. He said, if you just follow me, don't let the word depart from your eyes like frontlets. Put the word always before you, for in the word you'll find victory every time. The plan is always God's, and his plans receive or require some kind of direction, not on our assumption or what we think. And it may not always be on the way he done it before. It could be different. I read and I study the Word of God, and every once in a while I'll get there. I mean, maybe other people do. I don't know if they do. Maybe it's just me. I'll get there and I think, well, I pretty well know it all. I think I just pretty well got it all hammered down and know just about all that needs to be known. Huh? And then the next thing you know, and you find out you're not as smart as you thought we are. I'm not as smart as I thought I was. Because in God's Word, you can always learn something new. And I imagine in your work, too, or anybody's work, that you find different procedures or methods. Wow. And you thought you had it. I'm not, don't take this wrong. And you thought you knew it all, right? I mean, I'm not saying you don't know nothing. And, anyway, we get to that point and we think that we know it all, and all of a sudden, we begin to find out that, wow, there's a lot more to this. And there's a different way of doing this than what it was before. You remember on surgeries years ago when they go in there and used to take out what, your bladder or your gallbladder or whatever that was, they'd cut you from here plumb to your toes, stretch you open like that, and you got a gash like that. Now they only put about 3 or 4 holes in you. Stick a vacuum cleaner in there. Accomplish the same thing, but with slicing them open or this way. Got the same job, the same victory, but it was a different procedure, a different way. And that's the way God works. He may not always answer the same way, but don't give up, but continue to seek him, and he'll give you the direction that may not be the same way as it was before, but he'll always bring you to victory. Amen. Take time to seek him and ask him for specific directions. We went to Promise Keepers a few years ago, and I enjoyed it. And one of the things they was teaching, it was for men. And one of the things they taught was, they said, be specific. Don't go overboard, but be specific in what you need or what you want to see accomplished. And then they said, you pray and you seek leadership from the Holy Spirit. And like we said tonight, and it will come to pass. Be specific. Tell him what you need. Bible says he already knows what we need before we even ask it. But he says, I want you to ask anyway. Ask him. Hallelujah. I hope you received something from this lesson this morning and tonight. I hope it put you've grasped and seen something in here that maybe you've never seen before. Or maybe you've seen it before, but you've just never had the, maybe this make you just a little bit more determined to grasp and get a hold of it and receive it. And study just a little bit harder. Pray just a little bit more. And then see the blessings that God is going to pour out upon his people and upon you also. Amen. Blessed be the name of Jesus. God bless you tonight in my prayers.